Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. How everybody doing out there today?
What's going on? What's going on, Troy?
What's up, JP?
Oh, ain't too much, man. Another day, man. Getting a little hot out here these days.
Yeah, shit, it was warm than a motherfucker. It was down at 90 degrees today.
Yeah, that whole temperature's starting to change a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, how y'all faring out over there through all the madness?
Oh, man, everybody good. How about on your end?
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody good in the house.
Yeah, man.
In the house.
For the most part, man, ain't nothing really jumping off. It's a grudge talk show. Ain't no grudge and ain't no racing going on. We're just getting in here, killing time. I know everybody been hanging with the family for a while or whatever, so we're just going to do a little quick segment, about an hour or so. We ain't even got our normal callers that fall up in here. We only got like 13 callers, so this show going to probably end up being pretty show than normal. Because normally we be balls to the wall right now as far as the callers. They done called in already. But, man, ain't really much to talk about, man. You can't even come up with topics, you know. You could try to lock somebody in, but it's like purpose. No purpose.
Yeah, it's almost like saying lock in whenever the next track open up, when that's going to be.
Right. It's damn near like locking in, and you know damn well it's going to rain next weekend, you know, type shit. So, but... shit, to ease their own, man. I guess, you know, really ain't no topic of the show, man. I was discussing with a couple racers, man. We need to find either one person or a couple people to kind of that goes to the track a lot that's mutual, that to kind of keep track of who grudging and whatever, so we could kind of give the award for grudge race of the year for just the Houston area, you know. I know they do it in all areas around, but we need to try to do it for our own city and our own races and stuff like that. And Alley Cat and Undertaker, they've done it before over the years. So I'm just trying to keep the tradition going, man. But one day we sit down and when we get more people on here, man, we'll talk about it and try to allocate somebody or a group of people to keep track of the grudge racing and to make sure they're real grudging and not just trying for a trophy or whatever.
Yeah. That do sound like a good deal.
Yep. But yeah, you ain't gonna be talking. You talking a lot today. I mean, shit. Yesterday, last Wednesday, you feeling good?
Yeah, I was sitting out here at the truck stop talking shit, swallowing spit, man. It's too hot to be standing out there today. Shoot, I'm stuck in the air condition right now, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I figure we have a little show, get everybody mind off all the other bullshit and just talk a little shit. But like you say, look like everybody might be stuck under their TV watching CNN and all that other good shit being consumed by it.
Yeah, it's definitely consuming a lot of people's time. And man, what they say, out of mind is a busy mind, man. And a lot of people nowadays is just sitting around. Some people ain't working, you know. So they get to thinking of this, the worst case scenario and stuff like that. Man, like I tell me and my partner, I always say, man, this stuff already written. I ain't say go out there and do nothing crazy, but man, don't drive yourself crazy trying to control something that's out of your control. Just take precaution and do what you're supposed to do, you know. But, you know, I ain't here to preach to nobody, but I mean, it's just simple as pie, man. I mean, You can't control nothing that you ain't, you can't, you know, the bottom line.
But more on the racing thing, I mean, shit ain't the problem is you can't really say. You don't know if the track's going to be opening at the end of March. You don't know if the beginning of April. So it's just kind of like a waiting game with us, man. And a lot of us going crazy, I tell you that. I know one thing. I don't condone street racing, but I guarantee you, JP, it's going to be a lot of street racing the next Sunday weekend. And I ain't going to lie, I might be a participant, shit. I'm not going to lie to you.
Look, hey, shoot, you see, I've been watching the old Hood to Hood shit. They already done started street racing on the Hood to Hood page. Like, I've been seeing a couple of them out there on the streets already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They are definitely trying to do it, boy. Them boys making memes of that old Milton already. You're going to have to fight.
shit. But, yeah, that I'm telling you, man, I have a feeling. And, see, Houston is known for the street racing scene, you know what I'm saying? So all these boys out here need is an excuse, and trust me, they got about 20,000 excuses to street race right about now.
I guess the good thing about it, if they pull you over, just start coughing and sneezing, and they probably let you go.
Oh yeah, they let me make it like a sun gun. Right? But yeah, but man, anybody on here want to talk about something real quick, man? I know I got some faithful listeners on here, man. Press the one, but hold on. 504, don't put the hand up. What it look like? Who that is?
Who that is?
504-7812, your mic open.
What's happening, y'all? This is Ali. Just checking in.
What's going on, Mr. Ali?
Oh, man, just getting off that water, busting them speckled trout ass open.
I hear you.
Okay. So what's going on out there on y'all side of the world, man?
Man, shit, ain't nothing much of nothing, man. Everything quiet and itching to let them trans brake buttons go right about now.
Yeah, yes, sir. Buddy. I think it's like that all over the United States, Ali.
Yeah, it is. That's why I've been out here on this water wearing these damn trout out.
Bro, you out there.
I cranked the car, listen at it running. I cranked this damn boat up, go catch some fish. Do
yes,
something
sir.
To calm my nerves.
Shit, JP, I got an old electric RC drag car. I've been dragging that motherfucker up and down my street so much, my street look like a track. Hey, y'all think I'm pushing? I done laid down track bite. I done made me a couple of hits right in front of the house, man. I done flipped that motherfucker five times.
Damn it, boy. Hey, the struggle is real, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
real.
Yes, sir.
About ready to just go pull up next to the light to somebody and wait on the light to turn green.
Yeah,
yep,
that's next.
Yeah, man, hopefully they get all this over with soon, man. We can get a little
normal. Yeah, hopefully everything open up before Tim after cancel his race, man. Shit.
Yeah, hey Ali, if it don't clear for Tim race, man, we gonna be some miserable racers, boy. Cause that's a while away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Cause that was the boys that talking about on I talked to last night. They had called me before the show, and after that, I want to take my money now because I had three locked in already. And I told the man, look, it's up to y'all. Y'all can hold on to it or whatever, you know. If Tim Logan race go down, y'all bring your ass to Tim Logan race, and I'll go ahead on and buzz y'all three up, and then I get on who I was supposed to get on for Tim. We'll see. It's a waiting game right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, whoever opened up a track first, boy, it's going to be a gang of people.
Oh, man, shit, gang of people, shit. They might well open that bitch, 7:30 in the morning, because shit, they ain't gonna be able to close that bitch to 5 o'clock the next month.
Yeah, you're
gonna have it on
your
mind, boy.
Hey, might actually see some good racing. Might have some people out there just trying some shit then.
Yeah, hey, and you're right. You're definitely right. Definitely right. I'm being Michael Dillon. We done ordered a bunch of shit for the G body, so I'm waiting on dashboard and. I already got the electronics in the Holley EFI system, so shit. A few little knick-knack stuff. Waiting on the head to get here, so shit, I'll put that some bitch there together and shit, I'll be out. I should be making some hits with that probably late June, early July, hopefully. Everything keep rolling on in there like it is.
Yes, sir. You're going to do your little G-body race.
Yeah. Run with the G-body crew. The boys out of Bama be having too much fun up there with all them damn G-body showdowns they be having, man. I had a little Regal,
yeah.
Too. My little cousin bought the Regal from me, so he finna put his motor in the little Grand National. So I had a little spare motor. Well, not spare motor, new motor we had bought, had built. We going to put that in the Monte Carlo and shit, have at it.
Have some fun out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them boys down to a 6-car shootout, 8-car shootout just because.
Yeah, they be getting it in, boy.
Yeah, they be getting it in.
Shit, I don't even want to work on my regular
ass
shit, because I do it for what? What I'm working on it for.
Gotta work on it and make sure it's all the way lined out. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now,
sure,
first time, shit.
See, I tell you what, I bet you my grass look good to the motherfucker, because I ain't had nothing but time to cut that motherfucker.
Hey, the grass cut, the cars washed.
Shit, grass greener than the motherfucker out there.
Oh, lady, glad of that shit. They gonna get tired.
Yes, sir.
Mine already out of my shit. Once you go find something to do, get your ass out the house. I'm like, this is 14. That's all right, I got something for you. I went to hook up to that damn boat. Boom, gone.
Me and my buddy was joking. He said it's gonna be two things that come out of this: a lot of babies and a lot of divorces.
Yeah, you're right about that. Right? Yeah.
Hey,
they can't go shopping and run around and gotta keep looking up in our face and don't get beefed out with us over nuts.
And one thing about it, any babies that pop up December 2020, January 2021, that's them quarantine babies.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
let me get this live. 817-6258.
Man, y'all act like y'all ain't got no garage, nothing to do. I ain't even sat down once since I've been off. I've been working my ass off. Y'all sitting around talking like y'all bored already? Come on, man. There's plenty of shit to do.
Hey, Mr. Jack, I'm going to drive to Dallas and come be a part-time helper at your shop, being goddamn.
Well, I mean, it don't pay nothing, but it's a lot of work. That's all I can see.
Hey, it can teach me.
I put you like this. I ain't bored. I ain't bored.
That's a good thing right there.
Yeah, I ain't going to say what I'm doing now, but I'm separating nuts and bolts and shit that should have been done, you know, years ago. But, man, I'm keeping myself busy. I'm not letting this stuff, I ain't letting this stuff get me down. Shit.
No.
Thought I was going to be racing this weekend just like y'all. Can't do it, so.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing about it, though, they don't pull you over. I've been driving the shit out of that car. They didn't close everything down, so Hell, I'm out of VP now, so I'm gonna set my ass down for a minute.
Hey, you sound like me, Mr. Jack. I don't find old colors up. I'm just rolling. I was like, boy, ain't nobody bothering me or nothing. I said, boy,
nah, hell no. I was rolling like some bitch. I'm thinking, man, I know somebody gonna pull me over, but you know, they usually do. But you know, the car's legal, but they still pull you over to harass you, right? Maybe these some guys just drive right past you and wave now. It's like, well, shit, okay. I like this.
Yes, sir. Oh, shit. Well, Mr. Jack, you done woke some people up, goddamn, when nobody on the
other. Let's get it going. I'm here to talk shit. It may not be able to do nothing, but I can talk shit.
All right, 281.
Damn,
5694.
That
sounds like a little Bill, but I don't think so. 832-1304, your mic open.
What's going on, Troy?
What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Y'all used to know it, man. It's probably this truck. They running up like some Hebrew slaves over here.
Oh, hey, hell, y'all rolling, huh?
Man, see, we rolling nonstop.
Making that big money.
Oh, no. Pennies on a dollar, pennies on a dollar. But, Troy, what, if you the DP man, somebody lock in a race, right? Don't put no steps on it. And then 30 minutes later come back and say we running at 2 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
They say you ain't put no steps, ain't no time. We going to run whenever we get there, come out the trailer. They say, well, I ain't running it. What the DP man supposed to do in that situation?
Get the fuck out from the man that don't know how to lock in the race.
Yeah. There was some stuff like that going on last night. Somebody locked in Bushnell and didn't put no time on it. Then told the man, you're going to run at 2 o'clock, and if you ain't in the lane, you lose the punk out.
Hey, look what he said though. He said, now you gonna run me before it get dark. And Bushnell said, now you gonna wait till it get dark. And they just start going back and forth. But I mean, what Bushnell was saying, I mean, he ain't saying nothing wrong. He just basically was saying, we locked in a rake off the trailer. We didn't put no times, no nothing on it. We just get, we come in the gate. We gonna get a DP man 200 on 500 off the trailer.
And basically, that's all Bushnell was saying. They're going to come in. When he come in the gate, he ain't going to run no 2 in either. When he come in the gate, shit, y'all probably run by 7, 8 o'clock. Then the man comes back and say, well, you're going to come down here for $200 because I'm going to wait all the way to 12:30 and pay you the fuck out. He won't run nobody. I say, God
damn. See, that's some ho shit right there. I'm sorry, but I call it like I see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, that was tough when he pulled that kind of card. But then let me ask you this, Troy. So if you locked in and run off the trailer, you ain't got no time, no steps on it. You come back and lock in another race and put a time on it. How you do that then?
You fucked yourself.
Pay the,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to pay the fuck out if you don't run that other race.
Yeah, hopefully the other guy you running decides to run before your second race. If he don't, then you got to pay the park out on your time break. But that's stupid. I mean, you ain't got to put a – me, I don't really put no specific time on my shit. I at least say, hey, man, let's at least run by 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? That way I'm not locking you in at 7 or whatever, but we at least got to run by 8 o'clock. So if I know I got something else to do that night, I at least know after 8 o'clock I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we can run at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or whatever.
I think what kind of pissed him off though, you know, Bushnell real fly at the mouth, and
I think that's what kind of escalated
because Bushnell told him in so many words, Troy. He was just like, man, I ain't gonna wait all night to run you, but the dude kept talking so much shit. Bushnell just
he
kept
gonna make him wait.
You know what I'm saying?
But that dude would have been quiet. If he wouldn't have said nothing about it, I guarantee you Bushnell would have got over there probably around by 4 or 5 o'clock. They probably ran at 6 or 7. You know what I'm saying? But now he said something to Bushnell, talking fly. Now, okay, well, since you don't know how to lock in a race, I'm going to show you how this game goes. Now, Bushnell going to make them sit and wait. Motherfucker might run them at 11:59.
You know? Bushnell told him in so many words, man. Look, man, I'm not going to run you late. When I get there, I'm going to get a DP man my money. We're going to be ready to say. But you can't tell me when you going to run. Then that's when Bushnell starts stepping on the way. Okay, okay.
That's crazy. Let me open these mics real quick. Hold on. I think I got Dre and I got Alec. Hold on. I got shit. A whole bunch of mics open now. 3467093.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Street Sweeper. Hey, I was just putting my mic in the queue, man, just in case I need to say something. But shit, what's going on, Grudge World?
What's going on, Street Sweeper?
I can't call it, man. Just trying to get this dollar while I can, you know, Tempo?
Yes, sir.
I do got a quick question, though. I mean, why take all that, man? I mean, why does it take all that to just go ahead and get it in, you know, get it done?
Sometimes it takes that.
You know, on that lockup y'all talking about. Okay, it takes that sometimes.
Sometimes it takes that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker trying to pull a okie doke. This the thing here, Street Sweeper. You ever did something, you're like, fuck, I wish I would have done that. Well, you got half of these motherfuckers just started racing, be overloading their ass with their mouth, and you know what I'm saying, trying to find a way out of it. I'm not saying the dude from New Orleans or Louisiana trying to find a way out of it, but you gotta lock motherfuckers in like that when they trying to get out on the easy thing. But I'm going to let Drake mic over, I'm going to let him tell his side of the story. But you got to do that sometimes, you know.
Okay.
It's just how the game go. Motherfucker, and men ain't men no more. You know, some people looking for that easy okey-doke, so they thought he wasn't going to go for it, you know, off the trailer, and he did, and all shit. Oh, well, we're going to run by 2 o'clock. You won't run by 2 o'clock. You know, try to find another advantage on it. I mean, shit, you can't get no more advantage. You're running off the trailer. Now you want to try to do it with the sun up. I mean, shit, I don't know. But let me get the Alley Cat real quick. Hold on. Alicat, your mic open.
Yeah, man, I keep stressing to these guys, when you say locked, both parties locked, you can't come back 30 minutes and add shit to the contract. It doesn't work that way. And people need to understand what DP means, dependable person. They record everything that both parties are saying, and he got to stick to whatever what was agreed upon. It's simple. We make this shit way too damn hard, man. We make this shit way too hard. It's simple to lock in. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a motherfucker giving them beans, though.
Yeah.
I'm just telling the truth. There's some people you ain't got to worry about, and there's others. Shit, you got to go over there with a stick to get them up there.
Well, the situation last night, a lot of people don't even know this. Where was y'all racing last night? Hold on. Redale Harris is not a Grudge racer. He's a class NHRA racer. He don't know all this little lingo and all this trickery and all this little talk. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of baffled him last night. You know what I'm saying? He gonna race, but all that tough talk, he was lost. You know what I'm saying? He was just lost. He gonna race, though.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to a Grudge racer and a class racer, that's two different worlds, man. That's two different worlds. We Grudge racers come from chaos, no structure. Class racers come from structure. You know that they already know what time they're going to get to the track. They know what time they're going to race and everything. A Grudge racer, it's goddamn chaos with a Grudge racer.
Yeah, that's a different world.
Strongly survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he got a lesson last night.
Yeah. Got a good lesson, too.
Yeah. He would mess with one of the greats. You know what I'm saying? You know, a Bushnell good at what he do. He good at it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, let me get old Dre on here. See Bushnell on the line. Dre, your mic open.
Yeah, man, he that dude there, he I just talked to him about a few minutes ago. He gonna go ahead and play the punk out in because he got two other races locked in. So he just said he gonna just play us that and re-lock it in. So it got four out of the way. But like you say, the man asked him did he want the time, and he told him nah, he don't need no time. And how in the hell you not gonna need no time when you got three other race or two other races locked in? So that's what the whole deal was. But yeah, he say he gonna go ahead and fuck with that first off the trailer stuff. So cause he got them other two dudes he got a race, and he'll come back and run us for the night. Or we'll lock it right back in.
Well, that was simple.
The damn show didn't sound simple last night on the show, though.
Hey, you know how it is. It's a show.
From what I hear, though, JP, now this could be true. Them dudes boosted that man up to do that. We came on the show, on that show last night, and told them, we'll run our motherfucker on this show tonight off the trailer. Anybody that go for that goddamn back half car too. What is called the gray one? Madisonville and them car. He told them we'll try their ass out the trailer. So the man said, nah, he not gonna do his car like that. So bam, nobody stepped up to it. Then them dudes pushed him to do it. So he said he'll go and try us with his car off the trailer. We said lock it in. So, bam, when we get it locked in, Tim Logan, the DP man, say, hey, man, so what time y'all going to do it? He's man, I don't need no time like that. So, bam, we knew we had him right there. But you had locked in two other races prior to us getting on the show for the same day. But they went off the train.
Yeah.
So like you say, yeah, he had to learn a valuable lesson out that with that, because he did call the DP man and ask him, did he do something wrong? He told him, well, yeah, you sure did.
You live and learn. You live and learn, boy. Hold on, Dre. Let me.
We're going to go over there and find us nothing to get in the way, so we ain't tripping.
Yeah, so.
Hey, they say
the best lessons are the ones you pay for. So I mean, hey, maybe he'll remember that one.
Yeah, yeah.
What
best
show
part
was
lesson,
on last
boy
night?
Lesson. Madisonville boy show.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was Boone show.
Yeah,
it's both.
You look it up.
It's up on the Boom, but the Madisonville boys is the one that run it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me catch this mic real quick.
Boom ain't responsible enough to run it.
Oh, hell. 409-3727, your mic open.
This is Eric Killer Miller. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, Mr. Miller.
What's going on?
What's crack of
action? Working from home.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And, my wife told me today she bought 6 for sale signs. 2 for the truck, 2 for the trailer, 2 for the race car. You see, if you don't start bringing some money back in this house for the money you just spent, all that shit just be for sale out there, buddy. So, Alex Cat, K-Dog, Batman, all your promoters, Tim Logan, y'all better get some big tie events rolling pretty quick. I'm going to be standing on side of the road with a little popcorn or something.
Yes, sir.
The Miller Idol, big time, man. Come on.
Jeez. Man, my car looks silly with some small tires on that big wing on the back.
Well, Mr. Miller, we can always race. I just need to hit in the clear, and we're going to be good.
Oh, my God. We got to do something, man. And I don't care if y'all just give me $5,000 or something in front of my wife, and I'll give it back to y'all behind the scenes. Man, here go y'all money back. Just let her see me get something in my hand. And then we We'll go behind the tree. I give y'all money back. We got to show the girl something, man. We got to show her something. I'm going to say, see, baby, look what I got. I won $5,000.
Yeah, that's all yeah, good till she snatch that shit up. Shit. Yeah, we did win it, didn't we?
Well, hey, Jack, if I had to put your check in the mail, but you'll get it Monday.
Okay, now.
Y'all been doing all right, man? Yeah, everybody okay? Everybody's family okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we all good up here, man.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, my boss called me yesterday and told me I drew first. I don't know how I drew first. I wasn't even at work. I'll be the first one working from home for a couple of weeks. So at least I'm getting paid, man. He could have been calling me to lay me off. So that's a blessing right there. Little do he know that I'm going to be in the shop. I'm going to have all this lab technician stuff in the shop under that race car. I'll look at it every now and then, but I got to get some work done.
Come on now, you're not supposed to admit that on the radio now. That's for the backline shit right there. This
yeah,
shit's recorded.
They
got loose. Hey, I ain't worried about the admission. I'm worried about these snitches. They snitches out here, man. They snitches out here.
Yeah, tell them, real.
Hey, Mr. Jackie, it won't be long. He just taking pictures of the car sitting still right now. Won't be long. He going to be doing burnouts on Facebook in the driveway.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be going Facebook Live again. I got a long driveway. I almost have an 8-mile driveway sitting out front.
And you ain't dry hopping it already? What's wrong with you, man?
Man, my wife got that beauty shot right there, Jack, and she bet not she'd be cranked that car right there with that beauty shot right there. I really will be in trouble.
Man, go buy him all lunch. Tell him it's intermission. Y'all just want to excuse me for a little bit.
Them women come running out there with their hair soaking wet, rolling around everywhere.
Oh, man. Yeah. We got to do something. Yeah, I got laid off Monday morning about 1:30. They told us it's going to be June or August to look to come back. So that was that was a tough call there. But like I said, I was raised not to live in fear and always look to the bright side of things. So it's given me a chance to get some things done around here that I've been neglecting because I've been either working or had that surgery or racing or something like that. So, man, I done had two cars leave that I needed to finish. So that's two out of the way. I'm cleaning the shop today and tomorrow, and then I'll get back on this one last car I got here. And then after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I had to pay somebody to cut the grass because I can't do that. That shit messes with me. That grass be messing me up.
Yes, I say, Jackie, put on the mask, but everybody think you got that virus.
I got a bunch of them N95 masks they all looking for. I got a whole box of them I bought when we were painting in here, but I just figured I'm going to leave it closed up. I'm going to wait for them to get, once the government starts wanting to buy them all back, you know, shit, that's gonna be $1,000 box of a mask right there. That's gonna be a drum of EP or something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh shit, let me get these hands real quick. Oh damn it, I'm sorry. And see y'all. 409-9582.
What up?
What's going on?
Not much, Killer Miller. I'll put up Hooker Red for you if you need to hide her for a while.
Oh, man, I need to knock the dust off that little car, too, man. It ain't moved, and I drove it about 3-4 months ago, I guess, but that's another little car just sitting there going the ways. And that race car take up so much of my time, man. I can't do both no more.
You ain't got no excuse. You got your hood pinned.
Oh, yeah, now I ain't got to worry about the hood flying up, though. Not to really turn the badges on now. I ain't got to worry about the hood flying up, breaking my windshield.
Hey, Troy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Glenn.
Let me make a little clarification. On the Madisonville Boys, it's their show. They was hoping Boone was going to be hosting it, but that didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
You know, they were setting up about a couple of months ago to finance the show, And the guy that run the track decided he's going to take care of the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Well, shoot, when you get in contact with Madison boys, tell them we need to link up shows one day, man. We show love on theirs and they show love on mine.
All right.
We get it together. If they on Blog Talk, we can link it up. So, appreciate that, Mr. Wiz. Oh, let me get the next hand real quick. Gordon, your mic open. Undertaker, I see you. I'm coming to you. Gordon.
Hey, what's up, Troy?
What's going on?
Just hanging out, listening, trying to at least seem like things are normal, get on here and see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you put it back in perspective and normal, man.
I was talking with old Greek the other day. We were talking about like that G-Body shootout and stuff, and they said they were trying to race in April. We'll see.
Yeah, we definitely see. Yeah, we're going to see, boy.
Jack,
right,
you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
I want to ask you a question about putting the small tires on my car. What would have to be done, like, in the back? Would the car have to be raised in the back or lower than the back to put a smaller tire on it?
Man, you either you gotta lower them. It's a whole – you get a big tire car. Who am I talking to? Is this Eric?
Yeah, this is Eric, huh?
Yeah. Now, it's a whole process. Everything you do with a big tire slick, you do the exact opposite with a small tire.
Right.
Yep. I mean, I'm not no guru with them by no means, but I do know that much. It's complete opposite of what you normally do.
Reverse psychology, huh?
Right. Yeah, that's why my old ass still running the slick.
Boy, if Eric do that, he'll have a killer ass ride. Good God Almighty.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yes,
boy, finally by the grace of God, man, Fabian reached out to me and was tired of seeing me struggle with that car, man, and boy, that is ready to go now, partner. I mean, it is really ready to go. It's not ready to do what it got to do now. It's up and ready, partner.
Yeah,
well, that's good, man. Glad
fine,
you got it together.
Hey, Eric, you put your name on the wall after you finish on the dyno, huh?
Gee, I didn't want to scare nobody, man. The flames coming out them hills almost erased the names on the wall.
That's good.
Man, you got flames coming out the headers? Man, you a bad dude with flames. I ain't got no flames. I've been looking at some of them, but where they sell them at?
Man, that was a problem, dude. I would have never figured out in a million years what was my problem, you know. And I'm not going to say I always thought I was good, but I always did my own work, man. But she just... small things like that make a big difference.
Yes, sir.
We learned a lot on that hood dyno, man. And so, it's good. It ought to run some 5.0s now, for real. So, I just get a 5.0 index. And I mean quarter mile.
Hey, let me grab his next call real quick. Hold on. Undertaker, your mic open.
Good afternoon. Trouble Troy, Grudge World. Hey, first of all, I want to say, Gordon, I seen your post, man. We praying for you and your dad. Second of all, this Rona, I'm going to call it Rona. Everybody else calling it coronavirus. It's doing wonders for me because it's helping me get ready. I've been behind the scenes making a little noise and stuff like that. But soon and very soon, hopefully when this all blow over, Old Undertaker in that ghetto wagon will be out making some noise, raising hell. Third of all, give hats off to my man Street Sweeper for being in that fight, that battle, that struggle with me. Side by side, you know, we run into little problems, whatever. But we don't stop. Richard Jackson, Alley Cat, Mike Stewart. Huh? They, you know, I'm out here. It gives a new meaning to that word essential. Everybody's getting laid off at home. I'm out here on the front line. Actually, I'm getting ready to hook up and head to Kansas City right now with a load of supplies. So we ain't been fortunate enough to take off and hang out in the shop and do them type of things on the weekend only. But soon and very soon, man, hey, we're going to be out making some noise, having fun all over again. I just wanted to say that. And Gordon, we definitely praying for you, buddy.
Appreciate that, Mr. That's Street Sweeping.
Undertaker, Troy.
I said it, we didn't even think twice about it. You know, them two, I swear they sound like twins. When I hear one talking, I call Street Sweeper Undertaker and Undertaker Street Sweeper. I just they lose me when they start talking.
It's all good.
Sorry, Undertaker.
It's all good company.
Right.
Yeah, right. I just want to let them guys know, you know, nothing goes unlooked, and I appreciate every last one of them.
Yes, sir, man. It's good to have good people in your corner, man.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what, Troy? Let me say this here, too. For all them women putting up with us and this stuff that we're going through because we can't race and all that stuff, hanging around the house when we should be gone, we apologize, but we love y'all too. But it's just some things we can't do when the people say don't do, and this one of them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know if y'all saw the post on Facebook, but my wife told me you better put that coffee and get that barbecue good, y'all. This time you just start cooking.
Yes, I'm gonna go back on mute. I gotta hook up.
Okay, Mr. Undertaker, right. We appreciate you.
All right.
Batman, your mic open.
What up, Troy? What's happening?
What's going on?
Man, flying up under the radar, baby. Flying up under the radar.
Yes, sir.
Flying up under the radar, man. Trying to see what's happening out here. It's motherfucking boring ass world right about now, but they ain't make my motherfucking world boring. Fuck that. I got some more head. Some pre-registration head. I already got it sitting on the shelf. They need to go into the goddamn cave. They got names on them too. I'm just trying to see if they going in that motherfucker. I got bored and started building some more head.
Really?
Hey, Troy,
yeah.
They cage so big, I got a first and second floor, first and second floor cage here. Yes, sir.
Yes,
look at put some more heads in, goddammit. Let's put some more heads in. You know, I told you I hurt my leg, Troy, so I'm trying to recuperate from that. But, well, I tell you what, if I got you, don't think I won't go get me a one of them boat throttles and put it in that motherfucking mass assault. I have me a boat throttle for a gas cover, goddammit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
hey, when you make
him
head, make sure you leave the hair long. You know the barbershops and shit close, so you know it's got to be period correct with that long hair now.
You know I got a whole bunch of heads, and I just didn't think about making them too, boy. I know there's one head I want to stick in that cage bad, but I'm gonna see if I can get it too though.
Tell us who it is.
Matter of fact, I know since everybody a little boy and everything, I might just put it on. I know everybody watching Facebook. People glued to Facebook now. Ain't shit else to do but watch Facebook. See, they still make you laugh, make you cry.
Put a name on it.
Nah, I don't do that right now. I'm going to go wait. I know they ain't going to keep us in. I know they going to keep us in forever. So, goddamn, I'm just going to wait.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What now, if a motherfucker cut your head off, you going to put yours in the cage too?
No, my head can't go in that cage. I gotta make your own cage. I ain't gonna support him. I ain't gonna Bill and Kay to stick my head in. That'd be crazy.
Shit, why not?
Oh no, I don't go like that. I don't leave that one alone, goddamn. But no, y'all gotta do your own thing, you know. Gotta do your own thing. Make up your own thing. I made mine up. Y'all gotta make y'all up. I tell you what, though,
Byron, you talked a little talk to me last year. Now that old gold motherfucker back together, you ready?
Oh, man, listen, man, we ain't going to go to 2020 with that. Y'all already know what y'all got to do, man. If not, you know, y'all just don't keep on winning. You keep on winning. Y'all know what y'all got to do.
What I got to do?
Y'all know what y'all got to do. Y'all know, I got to get them back ties. Y'all know that.
I'm not. Well, go buy you some more shit. I can't give you that.
Okay, well, listen. Hey, man, listen. Man. We ain't going to start out with 2020 like that. We just going to sit back. We gonna,
you said that.
Over,
I just told you. Go over, ahead. Go
over
ahead.
20,
on.
Over 2020 will get better, man, because I sure start off kind of crazy. But, hey, man, it is what it is. We got to try to make things happen. Keep on rolling with the punches, man.
Yeah, well, that's about all we can do.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing about what's going on right now, but you know, hey.
I can tell you this though, whenever they release this, whoever ever got the first event, the event's gonna be pretty nice, so boy, everybody's gonna wanna go raise
hey,
up down where is that.
We said that me and my partner said that today. Whoever at the first event, I don't give a damn if it's in Dallas, Oklahoma, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
We going.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I'm going to go like a motherfucker, for real. That's a damn shit. Sure. I ain't got that now. You're definitely right about that. Yeah, they tell me right about that. You know what? It's crazy. Don't talk. And nobody seen none of this shit coming, though.
Nobody.
Hey, check it out. I was laughing because, you know, about just a week ago before all it happened, you know, everybody got their income tax and everybody said, boy, they done fucked up now. They done fucked up the income tax for a goddamn they had to get in lockup. They got no more money left now. shit. I done laughed like a motherfucker, boy.
Nobody.
What's up,
you know,
man?
We sitting there worried
up,
about
man?
The weather, and we didn't think of nothing about this.
Say, man, it's, I guarantee you at least 75 degrees down here in Dallas today, man. At least that.
It was 88.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. It was
nice. You've been in the AC all day. You don't even know how hot it was.
Hey, but you know what I've been doing. I know you know what I've been doing, recuperating.
Yeah, okay, Batman.
The real Batman flips upside down. The real Batman.
but on the real, though, it's helping, right? It's helping?
Oh, yeah. It's really helping a whole lot, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, what you did, Batman? Fucked up some nerves in your leg.
Yeah, I fucked the nerves. I fucked up a disc in my back. It's pushing on my nerves on my legs. So it caused me to walk.
Ooh.
Caused my legs to walk me to back. Oh, yeah, it really is, man. Trust me, I bushed this time. I was going to go get a machine, but... Oh, Jack had one. I didn't know he had one. It was an elliptical machine. It flips you upside down, and it pulls on your spinal cord, and it gets your disc back in place again. But, yeah, that's why me and Jack was talking about the real Batman, because I'd be flipped upside down every day. I do about 30 minutes to an hour.
Just hang out.
As much as you can stand it anyway. But, yeah, I'm trying to get back together, though, but. Hopefully everything be all right, man. Like I said, boy, in a way, I didn't wish this on nobody, Troy. But I can tell you what, it'll give me some time to play catch up with everybody else while I'm down.
yeah. Like Miller say, it give you time to. Oh, I mean, like Undertaker say, it give you time to catch up to where everybody was at. You know, because ain't nobody doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't condone street racing, but our old Cutlass might make a pass or two next weekend, boy. I got to get the gas off the tip.
So, you know, they were down there street racing. They were down there street racing the other day. So, man, you come on out. I said, nah. I said, see, y'all, it's a different. Y'all can run. I can't run right now. I'm going to get fucked up. They're going to catch me right off the rip. I said, nah, I'm going to let y'all have that. I said, let y'all have that, y'all.
Man, didn't they pull somebody over? Was that just
They pulled Mike Pena. Who was that out there about to fight over the $500? That Milton or some big Mexican guy, right? I think that's Rody.
He runs around with Rody.
Oh, Rody Camp. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he sure was aggravated about that $500. You owe me $500. You owe me $500. I say, ooh-wee.
Hey, Dre, the best thing about that video, Milton homeboy say, man, you're going to have to fight.
Yeah, you going to have to fight on that one. That's what he told me.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight on that one. Man, that had me rolling.
The other dude thought Milton was going to get a gun out of this little Toyota Corolla. He said, man, I'll put a new emblem on that goddamn car. I started laughing.
That's like, boy, they was serious, boy. Yeah, they tried to let them know.
They
ain't helping.
Yeah, they down here trying to get it on, man. I don't want no parts of that, man. I don't want no parts of that. I look at Facebook and just watch it.
You just watch it live feed, huh? Yes, sir.
I mean, you got to realize this, though. You know ain't nobody rely on the streets, but y'all, so you know damn well they're going to be paying attention to y'all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So now I don't want no parts of that.
I'll tell you how little I've been keeping up with it. This is all news to me. I didn't know nothing about all this, so. I just seen somebody. I seen some lights flashing, talking about getting pulled over, and then that was it. That's all I seen. I didn't read nothing or any of that. But
yeah, my
they getting it in,
it.
Huh?
They trying to.
Go take the old 68 out there, Jack.
Man, they can have that street racing now. I did that. I see it.
See, Mr. J, I'm just gonna go out there and make a hit by myself and drive back home. That's all I'm gonna do.
Man, I'm not doing nothing. It looks like I'm racing because they be taking cars and crushing them bitches up here and they catch them.
Yeah, they do. That'll make grown man cry.
Hey, Troy, that's what I told you with my car. Muffler's talking about it ain't legal. Man, that bitch legal from front to back. That man, I damn sure, y'all damn sure we'll see me on the news. They crush that motherfucker, boy.
Everybody'll go. Jack, you're fucking up.
Everybody I can get to is going.
Yes, sir. But shit, man. But man. Me and JP just wanted to bring y'all a brief, quick hour, man. Let y'all get back to the fun of things and take a break from reality, man. And hopefully our next show we'll be talking about some racing. Hopefully, racing go back together, go back in rotation. But I don't think so. I really don't. But I really hope so. But like Dre said, you can't control it. Like I said earlier in the show, man, we just gotta. Got to ride this wave, man, and hope we ride this wave successfully.
Hey,
those out there working,
hey,
man,
Troy,
pushing. Yo,
what we need to do is we ain't got shit else to do, everybody needs to goddamn it put a dollar up. Everybody just put a date and a time when this shit going to give up. Whoever get the closest win the money, shit.
You know what? You're so right. That's a good thing right there. We're gonna have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an idea out there, shit. Let's take a guess, a day at a time, goddamn it. When they gonna call it off, goddamn it. Whoever, goddamn it. I mean, I'm pretty sure a dollar ain't gonna kill nobody. It's something to do.
Yes, sir. Write the date and the time.
Date and time.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, man. But like I say, man, don't let this shit get to y'all, man. For those who busy, Jack is Undertaker, man. Y'all keep pushing, keep doing what y'all doing. I've been working every day. JP been working every day. Man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. Keep this economy rolling so we won't fall in this big old recession they projected us to be in. But that's another time, another show. That ain't our kind of talk.
Hey, Trevor Troy.
Yo.
I just put out an APB, APB, OWK, APP, OWK. Your services are now needed.
OWK, got a wine for you, sir. Need you coming in hot.
Yeah, in hot. ASAP.
Hell, I was better close the show. Hold on, JP. We got one more hand.
Y'all keep your head up, man. Keep your hands clean. Keep your face covered up. Y'all be good. God bless.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
for
the words, man.
Uh, 318-8088.
Hello, Troy. How y'all doing?
Wow, chilling. What's going on?
What's going on, Tim? That's Tim Logan.
Making sure y'all stay corona free.
Oh yeah.
Man, everybody keep their immune system strong. That's what you do. Get you some vitamin C and toilet paper.
Take your ass outside.
That's funny.
Everybody buy toilet paper, tissue paper. You better buy some vitamins. Keep that immune system strong.
True that. If y'all get too bored, you know what I'm saying, y'all come over here to my house, you know, we'll keep 6 foot. I got tape measures. We stay 6 foot apart. Y'all come help me jack the car up and get these axles in and out. You know, I can use some help with that. If y'all get too bored,
okay.
You know, the ones that ain't
if
working.
If we get too bored,
until. Yeah, if you get too bored, just, you know, come on, help me get this shit changed.
Hell, the car down there 6 foot wide, you can do one side, I do the other side.
Yeah, do the other side. Yeah, we put somebody in the middle underneath the car. We should be,
right.
we still be practicing our social distancing.
Yes, Well, appreciate you coming in here, Tim. Hopefully we get back to racing by the time your race come up, boy. I tell you, if it's about around that time, boy, you're going to have a hell of a show. I tell you that.
Hey, man, I really hope so. I mean, we all need that rubber in our life. We need some rubber, smell that race gas, and all of us get around each other and talk a bunch of noise and tell a bunch of lies and do some racing.
Well, see, people that don't race, you know, one guy, I guess he heard me and another guy talking. Oh, man, it only been 2 weeks. I mean, you don't understand. A race, we haven't really raced. The only race we had was Alley Cat race. And after that,
it's
been,
all we had.
You know, nothing. You know, it's been some flashlight races, some no prep races, but Forest Grudge racing hasn't been any. So I say this is the beginning of our season because it's too cold in January, you know, stuff like that.
Never heard.
And like I said, Cat race, the first race we had that. I said, we just getting started, and for us not to be able to race, some of us haven't raced since October of last year.
Man,
you know,
I thrashed real hard to make Cat race. I had a few changes I done, and they worked out good for me when I got the HMP. And, man, when I tell you I thrashed on that thing, my plans was to come to Evendale and put on the best show that I could. I mean, I worked on that fucker every day, making live videos and everything. I was gung-ho ready. And when they made that call and shut it down, it's like somebody stuck a pin in the balloon. They just straight killed me. I'm like, huh? You know, and I ain't ass back up yet. I'm living, but I ain't ass back up yet. I'm just, we still working my job. You know, we still work, but, geez, just like when you get off at evening time, you ain't in no rush to do nothing. Ain't no rush to work on no car. You ain't going no track. You just at home until the next day to go back to work.
You're right. And like you say, when they count the hell at the deal, boy, that changed me a lot. I ain't going to lie.
It let the air out of me.
Way out.
Well, y'all know one thing about it, though. Y'all just, when they close them casinos down, you know they wasn't bullshit.
Hey, man, they got a guy working me live at the casinos, and he going ape shit crazy because he gambled like every 2 or 3 days he at the casino.
Yeah,
he's sick. he's sicker than we is, I think, with the reason. Can't sit down and go eat me a good steak in the I mean, I can cook it. Sometimes I just want to eat out. I don't want to cook it. I want to go give me one, sit down and eat at a nice restaurant. But I understand, I guess.
I can tell you this, though. I can tell you this. This shit is making the world reset. You can hit that reset button. You can believe that.
You ain't lying. A bunch of motherfuckers that didn't know how to cook, I bet you know how to cook now.
You learning a whole lot of shit right now. I hear people say you're going to have a whole lot of babies, you know, coming out of this, but you're going to have a whole lot of divorces coming out of it, too.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier, Tim. It would be a lot of babies and a lot of divorces. Probably both. Yes, but, shit, man, we're going to get out of here, man. I was getting ready to close the show. Man, I appreciate y'all checking in with us, man. Like I said, it was just an old special show. We wasn't going to have one, but we got to have one for the people. JP say, shit, fuck it. We going to do it. We did it. But like I said, man, hopefully next week it'll be a different outcome. We're just going to sit and play it by ear, man. And if anything pop up, shit, we might do a special show come goddamn me tomorrow or Friday, whatever. Man, y'all stay safe out there, man. Like they say, wash your hands, stay away. You know, I'll see y'all later, man.
All right.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.